Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we're checking in once again with our project Price Check NYC. WNYC and Gothamist are inviting your help in getting to some answers on what our medical care really costs and our strong sense that the system we have is so arbitrary and opaque that affordability is out of our hands and how that affects seeking needed medical help. We're partnering, if you don't already know, with the group Clear Health Costs to add data to the stories that you're telling us and report the results back to you. You can find Price Check NYC, including a database to search, a form to fill out anonymously if you prefer to share your healthcare cost data, and the email where you can send your stories, all at wnyc.org/healthcosts. And I'm joined now by Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, and Caroline Lewis, lead reporter for Price Check NYC, regular contributor to Gothamist, and a former healthcare reporter at Crain's New York Business. Both here to talk about some of Caroline's recent reporting and to review how to share what you're paying for specific procedures. And we're also asking for stories about the healthcare that you aren't getting, and we'll invite phone calls on that in a minute. Maybe healthcare that you aren't getting because it's too expensive, or even figuring out what it will cost is too confusing. So hi, Caroline. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hey, Brian.
And Caroline, some of our listeners will have seen your most recent story, which illustrates one point very clearly. Not even lawyers can get past the billing forms that were asked to sign before getting medical attention. And full disclosure, the story that you wrote up is actually something that happened to my cousin Chet. And I had referred him to this project, to Jeannie and you, when he told me what had happened to him. And he's not alone.
Right. So Jeannie and I reported on this story in which basically your cousin, Chet, he went in for an epidural shot for chronic pain. And before the procedure, of course, you have to fill out all of these forms, one of which is this very increasingly common, you know, financial liability form. And often these forms include broad language and patients don't really know if they're signing away their rights or what they're signing. But he is a lawyer with experience representing patients in surprise billing lawsuits. And he thought that he was undermining his rights under the surprise billing law by signing this form, because it basically said that he would pay any fees that his insurance didn't cover, which potentially could include out-of-network charges, which he shouldn't be liable for under the surprise billing law. And he had no idea whether the anesthesiologist he was going to see was out-of-network. No one could tell him whether they were out-of-network. And so he just didn't feel comfortable signing it as written and was actually turned away from his procedure.
As my cousin Chet Waldman notes in his letter to the provider, ProHealth, New York is ahead of many states in that it has a law against surprise billing, but he asserts that these blank check liability forms for anything your insurance doesn't cover violates that law. ProHealth disagrees, but Jeannie, what is the surprise billing law in New York State, and how does it protect people?
So the surprise billing law is actually fairly narrowly described. You might think that you have various kinds of surprise bills, but the only surprise bills that are really governed by this law are ones that are in-network providers' visits that result in out-of-network bills. So you might be surprised by many, many, many other kinds of bills, but they wouldn't be governed by this law.
Right. So in this case, he was going to ProHealth, which is this big multi-specialty provider with lots of different locations in the New York area, and that was in-network for him. But he might be seen by an anesthesiologist or some other doctor who is out-of-network. And in this case, no one could tell him whether he was going to be receiving out-of-network care.
Now, Jeannie, I want you to help me set up the call-in that we're going to invite people for right now for the rest of this segment, because it was your idea. having to do with medical care that people are avoiding because of situations like this where they don't know what it's going to cost them?
Right. We're hearing dozens, if not hundreds, of stories of people who have either been turned away because they wouldn't sign a form, decided not to go because they thought that it might be too expensive, had a prescription that they couldn't afford. Last month it was $40. This month it's $340. We're hearing over and over and over again from people who are saying, I can't do it. I just can't afford it. Women who are asked to have mammograms twice a year that they have to pay cash for because it's not covered under their insurance policies. So we're calling it something like the dog that didn't bark. People who are not getting treatment, and then what happens? People get sicker and sicker.
And even when they have insurance sometimes.
Even when they have insurance, which is particularly surprising because many of us think that our insurance protects us from scary gotcha bills, and it doesn't.
So, listeners, if you have stories of medical care that you are not seeking because of the costs or because of the uncertainty over the costs, give us a call and tell us your story. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we are particularly interested in hearing your stories of avoiding medical care because of the uncertainty over costs you may incur. It's one thing if you're not covered and you just can't afford it. It's horrible and it's a story worth telling, but at least it's straightforward. There are these gray area situations, which is part of what Clear Health Costs and WNYC and Gothamist now are trying to document, where you don't even know what it's going to charge you, and people are avoiding medical care because of the uncertainty. So if you have stories like that, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433, our lines are full. that took 4 seconds.
Not surprised.
212-433-9692.
There is one other point. The database that we compiled of cash or self-pay prices for common procedures here in the New York area is searchable. So when you go to that wnyc.org/healthcosts, there's a place for you to contribute your prices and also search our database. So you can find out that that simple MRI could be $300 or $6,000. A simple blood test could be $17 or $700. So search that database. Use that database.
And listeners, this is one of the great services that Clear Health Costs provides. This is why we partnered with them a few years ago to compare the prices of mammograms around the New York area and why we're doing this larger project now that is an actual searchable database that you can use on your own, not just when they're on the air. So, all right, I'm not going to give out the phone number again because our lines are full. We're going to take a break right here and then come back with people's stories and more analysis from Jeannie Pinder from Clear Health Costs and Caroline Lewis, who's writing these stories up for Gothamist. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we continue on surprise medical bills and uncertainty about your medical bills that may be leading you to avoid medical care with Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, and Caroline Lewis, lead reporter for Price Check NYC, our project with Clear Health Costs. Caroline is a regular contributor to Gothamist, which is where the print version of these stories is living. Gothamist is, right, the stories are living on Gothamist.com. Linda in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
I am a physician. I spent 30 years practicing clinical medicine all around the country, in New York City, in the South, in the Midwest. And I have to tell you that this is an old story. I have seen many, many patients who have come late in their disease process because they're afraid they don't have the money, they don't have insurance, or they're afraid their insurance won't cover it. So I no longer practice clinical medicine, but I am involved with a group called Medicare for All Now, as well as Physicians for a National Health Program. And I think it's really time that we have Medicare for All.
Linda, thank you very much. So she went right to Medicare for All. Jeannie, I don't know if it's something that you advocate at Clear Health Cost as something that would solve these problems that you document.
Right. We're journalists, Brian. We're not advocates for or against any kind of policy. We'll let other people carry that torch. What we advocate for is transparency in health costs. People should know what stuff costs.
Amy in Yonkers. You're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Oh, I can't believe I'm on. So my story is that I go on Medicare October 1st of this year. But in the meantime, I had to go on the ACA because I lost my job. Hmm. And I'm just over the subsidy cutoff, so I don't get a subsidy. I pay $678 a month for insurance plus a $2,500 deductible. And I'm putting off anything I can, and I have some medical issues. I'm putting off dealing with them until October 1st because I just can't afford it.
We hear the story over and over and over again, and particularly people who are between 55 and 65. Maybe they've been laid off. Maybe they're between jobs and increasingly have misbehaving body parts that require attention and are just hoping and waiting that they can get across the finish line to Medicare.
Chris in Glen Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. You have a story?
Yeah, I do. This actually just happened a couple months ago. About four or five people in my town got attacked by a rabid fox. And my wife was the first one. And, of course, after the first attack, we don't know if the fox is rabid or not, but she had a very small scrape on her leg. And we were told that we have 24 hours for her to get the rabies shot. You know, and if we don't, if she develops rabies, then, you know, then it's fatal. So we really didn't have an option. Went in to get these series of rabies shots at the only place that had it, which is the hospital. And we're shocked to get a bill for $24,000 for rabies shots.
You should have just seen Jeannie Pinder's jaw drop, and her jaw does not drop easily with what she's already seen.
True fact.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know what you do. You know, you can't walk in there and say, you know, how much is this going to be? And maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. And, you know, and you can't say, well, yeah, we have insurance. We still have to pay thousands of dollars out of pocket. But, you know, the reality is that we're all still paying that amount anyways through our deductibles and through our copay, everything.
So what's your status with respect to this now?
Well, I've filed an inquiry with the hospital, and all they do is give you a post office box to say you wanna contest it, and that's it.
Jeannie, can you help Chris with this?
Well, I'm wondering, your insurance company is not taking any role in this at all. You are insured, I hope.
We are insured, but we still have thousands out of pocket that we have to cover out of it.
You should definitely email us at healthcosts@wnyc.org because I have been, you know, through this project going to different hospitals and saying, hey, why is this person's bill so big? I mean, at the very least, they should have to answer for this. I just think it's ridiculous.
It is. The hospital won't even talk to us. They just say, you know, you can send in a letter to this post office box. That's it.
Chris, hang on. If you want to, you could give us your contact information off the air, and Jeannie or Caroline will get in touch with you. So I'm putting you on hold. That's up to you, but feel free to do that, and we will follow up with you. Megan in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Megan.
Hi. I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes.
And we've recently been going through this because my partner went to his primary doctor, and she ran some blood tests, some blood work, and then he was surprised to get $2,000 bill after getting that blood work done. And the $2,000 bill came from the diagnostic lab that said that the tests were exploratory, but at his primary doctor, they never told him that he would have to pay for these or that the tests were not covered.
So the part of it, he went to something that he believed to be in network, but then part of it turned out to be out of network. Right?
Exactly right. His doctor was in network, and every blood work he's done from that doctor beforehand had always been covered. So he was surprised by this bill.
Caroline, surprise.
Definitely, yeah, I mean, with the surprise billing law, you know, there are ways to contest those now. I'm not positive whether this would be covered or not under the surprise billing law as it's currently written, but definitely it provides a means for patients to try to contest those charges and say, I shouldn't be liable for this. The insurer and the provider should work this out, and I shouldn't be the one to deal with it. But in general, you know, these are the kinds of things that drive people to avoid going to the doctor or avoid going to the emergency room. You know, I spoke to someone whose medical bills were a couple $1,000s higher than the estimate he received. And then after that, when his son injured his arm, he was, you know, paralyzed. He didn't know whether he should take him to the emergency room or not because he had no idea how much he would have to pay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about this case, too. I mean, one of the things that we've seen is that common blood tests are sometimes described as exploratory by the insurance company for really sort of mysterious reasons. So I definitely would like to hear more about this.
All right. So, Megan, if you want to give your contact information to us off the air, we can take that, too. We're putting you on hold for that. And you mentioned going to the ER. We have, I see, an emergency room physician calling in. And she says, from vacation in Costa Rica. So May in Costa Rica, am I getting that right? You're on WNYC?
Yeah, I am. And I was, you know, I'm packing up and I was just listening to this show. And I, you know, I was like, I got to call in.
Talk about a busman's holiday.
I know. Well, I mean, I work in a big academic center in New York City in the emergency department. And, you know, I've been practicing for 10 years. I trained. I did my residency in New York City. And, you know, we learn about coding. We learn about billing. We're trained about that. But we don't ever get trained about how much, you know, about insurance, patients' insurance, how much things will cost. So often I will, like very often, I will have patients who either don't have insurance or maybe they have certain disaster coverage. And they will ask me, do I really need this test? How much will it cost? And I can't give them an answer. And, you know, I will explain to them and you know, well, maybe we don't need it. You know, I'll kind of work with them. But definitely for some of our residents, they're just like, no, they don't want to do, you know, they don't want to take the test. I don't know. You know, they're not going to do what's right for their health. And they just kind of, you know, it really affects sort of, you know, how we give our care.
There's something fundamentally wrong with a system that makes people ask that question when they're sitting in the emergency room and bleeding. I can't afford this. I have to put food on the table. I'm going to refuse treatment
right.
because I have these choices I need to make that have to do with my
right.
kids.
You know, and if it's something that's really like they're bleeding and they're going to die, you know, I will say, yeah, we will get you emergency medicine. You know, we'll cover it. We'll, you need to do this. But there are a lot of gray areas that I guess maybe you don't need this CAT scan. I mean, it's what I would normally do, but I guess if it's really going to cost $3,000, you know, so I'm sort of trying to work with them. And then sometimes I have the flip side where I'll have a patient who says, my insurance is running out tomorrow and I'm going to go away. Can you just write me prescriptions for antibiotics, you know, just in case I need them?
Mm-hmm.
And that's also kind of not how it works. And I don't really want to be doing that either, although I understand their predicament. So it's just, it kind of, you know, we're the bottom, we're sort of on the, you know, in the front lines and we get all of it, but we don't actually really get a lot of training about how to counsel patients, who to talk to about what insurance will cover. You know, we have case managers, we have social workers, but they actually don't know either, you know, and they're not going to spend the 30 minutes on the phone with the insurance company for one patient to see how much something costs.
Yeah.
They often put it back in the laps of the patients who are sick and scared and, you know, really not able to negotiate that on their own.
Doctor, we really appreciate you taking the time from down there on vacation to call in because it's stories like yours from the inside that might really do a lot to help leverage change in this system. So we really appreciate
it.
Yeah, I hope so. Safe
no
home
problem.
And call us again. Now, in Governor Cuomo's budget address yesterday, reading from Crane's, it says he signaled he would explore importing cheap prescription drugs from Canada, and promised to cap insulin copays at $100 a month. Further, he declared a new website, which sounds kind of like yours, NY Health Compare, which would enable New Yorkers to identify the cheapest providers of medical procedures and services. Would it help solve some of the problems, some of the shocking problems of the callers we've been hearing from today, if the state set up something like that?
Yeah, we're really interested in hearing more about that. What is the source of the data? Where does it come from? Where does the pricing information? Because there hasn't been a lot of detail on it in what I've read about it. I do know that in other states where similar websites have been set up, it's not only the source of the data, but also is the tool usable? Is it findable? Can people find where it is? So other states that have set these up have had varying degrees of success or non-success. I'm really interested that the governor cares about this so much, and I think it's a great tribute to understanding what's really bothering a lot of people in this country right now.
Caroline, you want to just tell people as we run out of time what you have coming up on Gothamist on this, and also how to get in touch to participate in the project, Price Check NYC?
Sure. I mean, I think regarding the all-payer database, you know, much like our tool, it's a way to get started in, like, seeing what things might cost. But I still don't think it's an excuse for, you know, insurers and providers not to be able to tell people what they actually have to pay for each thing. That's just insane, and it's not a solution. I am working on a story about a bill in the legislature, a new bill called the Patient Medical Debt Protection Act, that does seek to address some of the issues people are facing, such as, you know, high facility fees when they go to the hospital, complex bills they don't understand, things like that. You can find all of our coverage at gothamist.com/tags/PriceCheckNYC.
Caroline Lewis is lead reporter for Price Check NYC and a regular contributor to Gothamist. Jeannie Pinder is founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs. Thank you so much. Keep it up. We'll keep having you on.
Awesome. Thank you.